Welcome, everyone, to Spanish Pod. Today, we've got a newbie lesson for you. My name is JP.
Hi, I'm Liliana.
Hi, Liliana.
Hello.
Today, we've got a lesson about, what is it, babies?
Yes.
Oh, great. Who wrote this one?
I did.
Oh, okay.
It's the baby sleeping.
Okay, the baby sleeping.
Yes.
So I imagine that this is going to be about telling somebody to be quiet, right?
Yes.
Because once you get the baby to sleep, you don't want to wake
him or her up. Yeah, they just put the baby to bed, so you don't want to make any noises.
Okay. Yeah, so I imagine the mom is putting the baby to bed, and the dad comes in, and she's like,
what?
Shh.
Whoa. What? Why did that?
What?
Wait, maybe the mom is coming in from a long day and the dad is putting the baby to sleep.
You're right. Oh, my goodness. I'm so not modern.
I'm kidding.
No, that's right. Okay, so the dad is putting the baby to bed and
yes.
The mom is coming home from a long day of 9 to 5 and earning the money.
Yes.
Okay, let's do it that way then.
So let's listen to that dialogue 3 times.
Before we do that, Lily, we better tell him the keyword.
True, I forgot.
You're so excited.
I know. Okay, the keyword is ruido.
Ruido means noise.
Yes.
Okay.
Ruido.
Ruido. I imagine that they wouldn't want noise when,
exactly.
when the baby... Okay. We're going to listen for that keyword.
And the dialogue.
All right. And here we go.
Dialogue. First time.
Shh. No hagas ruido.
¿Por qué?
El bebé está dormido.
No te preocupes.
Second time.
Shh, no hagas ruido.
¿Por qué?
El bebé está dormido.
No te preocupes.
Third time.
Shh, no hagas ruido.
¿Por qué?
El bebé está dormido.
No te preocupes.
And we're back, and we're going to explain everything to you, but first we're going to do a little translation.
Shh, no hagas ruido.
Shh, don't make noise.
No hagas ruido.
Don't make noise.
No hagas ruido. ¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué?
Why?
¿Por qué? El bebé está dormido.
The baby is asleep.
El bebé está dormido.
The baby is asleep.
El bebé está dormido. No te preocupes.
Don't worry yourself.
No te preocupes.
Don't worry.
No te preocupes.
Okay. So, a little simple 4 lines, baby sleeping. Let's take a look at this. So, first of all, how do you shush someone in Spanish?
Shh.
You know what? That sounds like English.
I know. It's the same.
It's the same?
Yeah.
Nothing different.
Mm-mm.
Just shush them like that.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know, when I was a high school teacher, I used to say, silencio.
Yeah, you can say that too.
But not when the baby's sleeping.
No.
Okay, it's too much noise, right?
Yes, saying silencio, sorry, it's like shh.
Okay, so how do you say don't make noise?
No hagas ruido.
No hagas ruido. And our word for noise again?
Ruido.
Ruido.
Yes.
Okay, ruido means noise. How about don't make?
No hagas.
No hagas. Now the verb is hagas, right?
Uh-huh.
And that's
hacer.
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 Okay, now this is interesting, folks, and maybe if you're newbies, this is too much grammar for you, but I'm just going to tell you, this is a prohibitive command. You're telling someone not to do something, so you're going to say no hagas. If you're a newbie and this grammar is too high for your level, just remember to say no hagas ruido. Don't make noise, okay? So one more time. Shh, don't make noise.
Shh, no hagas ruido.
And then the answer is, why?
¿Por qué? ¿Por qué?
¿Por qué? Mm-hmm. Okay, ¿por qué is 2 words, but we're not going to analyze them. We're just going to say that it means why.
Yes, ¿por qué?
¿Por
why?
Qué? Because I don't want to analyze it.
No, no, I mean.
Oh, so
oh my
funny.
God, you're funny today.
I know, I'm funny. It's the tea that I'm drinking. Okay, the baby is asleep.
El bebé está dormido.
El bebé está dormido. Now, the word for the baby.
Bebé.
Bebé. And mm-hmm. the baby?
El bebé.
El bebé. Now, is el bebé, does that mean it's a boy child?
Yeah.
Okay.
But even, you know, the truth is that we say el bebé even if it's feminine or
even
masculine.
If it's a girl.
Yeah.
Okay. So the word bebé, grammatically, is masculine.
Yes.
El bebé.
El bebé.
Okay. But it can refer to a boy or girl.
Yeah. And you can also say la bebé.
Okay.
Yeah. Both.
All right. But here it's el bebé.
Mm-hmm.
And he is...
sleeping. Está dormido.
Está dormido. Now, which is the word for sleeping?
Dormido.
Dormido. Sleeping or asleep, right?
Yes.
He is asleep. And the verb, he is?
Está.
Está. Now, that's the verb estar, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, he is. Estar describes, means to be. So, he is. And it's used for, like, temporary things because later the baby's going to wake up and cry, right?
Exactly.
Okay. So, here we're going to use está. So, the baby is asleep.
El bebé está dormido.
All right. And then the answer is, don't worry yourself.
No te preocupes.
No te preocupes. Now, I usually don't, when I speak English, I don't say don't worry yourself. I just say don't worry.
Yes.
But I gave you that extra yourself to help you understand the Spanish grammar. So the word for to worry is preocuparse?
Yes, that's right. Preocuparse.
And here, how do you say it here?
Preocupes.
Preocupes. Okay, preocupes. Now the te, that's yourself, right?
Yes.
So it sounds like this.
No te preocupes.
No te preocupes. Means to worry. Don't worry yourself. No means don't, right?
Yes, that's right.
Don't worry yourself. One more time.
No te preocupes.
Okay, now you can say that anytime, you know, somebody's getting a little bit uptight, you can tell them no te preocupes. Okay, don't worry about it.
Not to worry.
All right. So should we listen again three times?
Let's do.
Okay.
Dialogue first time.
Shh, no hagas ruido.
¿Por qué?
El bebé está dormido.
No te preocupes.
Second time.
Shh, no hagas ruido.
¿Por qué?
El bebé está dormido.
No te preocupes.
Third time.
Shh, no hagas ruido.
¿Por qué?
El bebé está dormido.
No te preocupes.
All right, we're back. Now, I just want to talk a little bit about pronunciation, folks, because I know... Now, listen, if you're newbies and you're not worried about pronunciation or you're not worried about your accent, then you don't have to listen to this part. However, I know some of you are kind of uptight about your accent, so I'm going to give you a little hint that will help you. Now, in the first sentence, we have don't make noise.
No hagas ruido.
Okay. Now, the word hagas, there's a G. And in between the two vowels, that letter G. Now, in English, when I use the letter G, I want to say great. I want to say g, g, g. I want to use this hard G. But the Spanish G is much more suave. All right?
Yes.
It's more like g. All right? So no, haga no hagas ruido.
That's right.
Right?
It's not as hard. Yeah.
Okay.
It's hagas.
Yeah. When it's between two vowels, they're like two pillows that make it relax.
That's a good...
You like that?
Yeah, I liked it. That was a good analogy.
Okay. Well, you know what? The D's behave like that too. When they're between two vowels, they relax. Now, you know in English, my D is D, right? It's hard. Mm-hmm. In Spanish, the D is like the, and it's between your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
But when that D is between two vowels, can you say ruido?
Ruido.
Right. It's very soft. It's not even z, right? It's
mm-hmm.
Ruido. Okay.
Ruido.
So it's more suave. It's more suave. And if you're talking, depends on who you're talking to, sometimes that D is gone,
mm-hmm.
right? I can say no hagas ruido.
Yeah. It depends what accent.
That's an accent, right?
Yes.
Okay.
That's true.
All right. So that's all the pronunciation I have for you today. Let's talk about, what are you talking about? Babies, kids?
Babies.
All right.
Now, in fact, we have a very cultural way of saying kids or children or babies.
Los niños.
Los niños.
Los chicos.
Yes, los chicos.
Okay.
That's also los pequeños.
Oh, the small, the little ones.
The little ones.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also funny, another funny ways of saying is you can say el mocoso.
Okay, the snotty ones.
Yeah.
The snotty
that
ones.
That is, and I mean, you can say el mocoso if it's one, but you can say if it's several, mocosos.
Los mocosos.
Los mocosos.
The snotty ones.
Yeah.
Mocoso, that's from the Latin word for mucus, right? It's
that's
the same
right.
word.
That's
okay.
right.
Mocoso.
And there's another one that I really like, chilpayate.
Chilpayate. Okay, that to me sounds like Aztec or something. Is that
yes.
Nahuatl?
I think that's Nahuatl.
Yeah.
I'm going to, in the lesson, in the comments, I will give you the information of this word.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and can people from Spain say this word or Argentina?
I don't think so.
No.
This is very regional.
Yeah. This is Mexican.
Chilpayate.
Excellent.
And my favorite that I know that you also like it is esquinkle.
Esquinkle. Esquinkle is not, no, esquinkle is like it's that little Aztec guard dog, right?
Yes, that's okay. right.
Is it smaller than a Chihuahua?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're little and they're mean, right?
Yeah, they're very mean. They have like these huge attitude. they do, but they're very expensive, in fact.
Okay, yeah. People like them a lot.
Yeah. Okay. And this is an Aztec dog, Esquinkle.
Esquinkle. So you can call a little boy Esquinkle.
Yeah. Well, not to his face.
No, okay. But a little girl would be...
Esquincla.
Esquincla.
Yes.
Okay.
I mean, you can say it can also be like a tear of endearment. Like if I arrive to my sister's house, she mm-hmm. has two kids. So I'll be, ¿dónde están los esquincles?
Yeah, where are the esquincles?
Yeah, where are the esquincles? She's like, oh my God. Liliana.
I think that's it. Mocoso, chilpayate, esquincle.
Mm-hmm.
Those are pretty good.
And we have a challenge for today.
Oh, good. Tell us our challenge.
Okay, the challenge is not to call your friends babies this, but to use the phrase, no hagas ruido.
Right. Tell somebody to be quiet.
Yes.
Whenever, no hagas ruido.
Yeah, if they're too noisy, just go, no hagas ruido.
Right. And you know what? Even if they're being quiet, just practice your Spanish on them.
Yeah. He would say, what? No hagas ruido. Don't talk back. Can you still use it?
Excellent. So, folks, you know, if you want to leave us a comment or ask us a question, we'll be glad to answer them for you. Just leave them for us in the comment section at SpanishPod.com. For now, it's time for Liliana and I to say hasta luego.
Hasta luego.